This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Odisha from today to attend the All India Conference of Director Generals of Police and Inspector Generals of Police in Bhubaneswar. Odisha is hosting the event for the first time, which will be attended by the Director Generals of Police of all the states and union territories, as well as chiefs of the CRPF, RAW, NSG, Intelligence Bureau and SPG. Apart from Mr. Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval are also scheduled to attend the conference. The DGP's conference is likely to discuss important issues such as internal security, cybercrime, the Maoist menace, challenges posed by AI tools, the latest threats from drones and counter-terrorism, among other matters. India has called upon Bangladesh to ensure safety and security of Hindus and all minorities and their places of worship. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said in a written reply in Rajya Sabha that the primary responsibility of the protection of life and liberty of all citizens of Bangladesh, including minorities, rests with the Bangladesh government. Several incidents of desecration and damages to the Hindu temples and deities in the neighbouring nation have been reported in the past few months. Gujarat is leading in installations of rooftop solar system under PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. In a written reply in Lok Sabha, Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Shripad Naik informed that around 26 lakh applications have been received and more than 6,16,000 installations are completed in the country. With more than 2,81,000 installations, Gujarat is leading in the states. He added that in Maharashtra, more than 1,20,000 installations have been done. More than 51,000 rooftop solar systems are installed in Kerala and Uttar Pradesh. Applications under the scheme are open for all residential consumers of the country, and there is no state-wise allocation of targeted 1 crore households under the scheme. The residential consumers can register and apply for installation of rooftop solar plants under the scheme at the national portal www.pmsuryaghar.gov.in. Government has informed the Lok Sabha that Railway has no plans to discontinue the unreserved compartments in trains. In a written reply, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, during the current financial year, more than 600 general class coaches have been attached in the Mail Express trains operating with LHB Link Hoffman Bush coaches. Keeping in view of the increased demand, he added that Indian Railway has planned to manufacture 10,000 non-AC coaches, including general class and sleeper class coaches. The National Investigation Agency yesterday conducted extensive searches at 22 locations in 6 states in the human trafficking and forced cyber fraud cases. These states are Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Delhi, Maharashtra and Punjab. NIA in a statement said that the premises of 17 suspects were searched and as part of the ongoing investigations in the case linked with an organized trafficking syndicate engaged in trafficking of Indian youth to Southeast Asian countries. Maharashtra caretaker Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde, BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis and NCP Chief Ajit Pawar met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday to discuss about the government formation in the state. On the occasion, Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda were also present. Mr. Eknath Shinde has already said that he would not be an obstacle in the government formation in the state and go by the decision of the BJP central leadership regarding the top post in the state. The BJP-led Mahayuti has registered a landslide victory in the recently held Maharashtra Assembly elections. Later in a social media post, BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis expressed his gratitude for his support on the battlefield in the assembly elections in the state. He also credited Mr. Shah with inspiring and motivating the party workers. In hockey, in a nail-biting encounter, defending champions, India triumphed over Japan with a 3-2 scoreline in the Men's Junior Asia Cup 2024 hockey tournament in Muscat, Oman yesterday. This victory marks India's second consecutive win in Pool A following their dominant 11-0 opening against Thailand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.